I will, I'm hoping it's not too hard of an agenda this evening. So I will, if it pleases the board members, we have met quorum. And I will officially call us to order at 5:43.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. So if I may have a motion to approve this evening's board agenda.
I'll move, Dixie.
I have a first and I have a second. I will go for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yeah, yes.
And Carla. Motion carries. Yes. Thank you. I was doing the Robert Rule order real fast that time, huh? I was three roll call vote. Thank you. Is there any public comment?
No, none that I've been communicated.
Yep, nothing from San Bernardino.
And nothing. We will move forward. No public comment. We'll move right into the Ballington San Bernardino video, if that is okay. And I know that Joseph is not here, but I believe Gregory's going to help us show.
I think actually it's Brian. But he's going to help us show. While he's bringing it up, board members, if you recall, last Thursday was our holiday program. And while the sound didn't work too well for recording the program itself, for the intermission, the staff created this video. And I hope you enjoy it as much as the families did.
We were trying, huh?
Brian, we don't have sound.
Is it? Maybe it's on my computer. No, it has nothing to do with me, huh?
There's that. I don't think so.
Okay.
Sorry. Let me try that again.
Thanks.
Any luck?
Nope. You want me to try?
Give me one sec. Okay.
There we go. There.
Holiday, but all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush just cause it's 'tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be coffee and students growing more from last year. Starbucks encounter, most interesting. Saw mom's dojo, but never the time. Most of 22 pass along those lines, so deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas at Ballington this year. And Crystal help decorate festive boards, tear up our hallways. Time for Secret Santa. Mr. Rios rolls his eyes. Robles got a new shell for her crab. Lena and her latest shoes. Listen for Jackie in the hallway. Her high heels say she's on her way. Hurry, Miss O, come and translate. Miss Adams, Space Girl Scouts, great. Order pizza, no, cause Miss Crystal rules the cafeteria scene. Now the calendar's just one page. Of course we are excited. Tonight's the night we've set our minds not to be too stressed about it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas here at Ballington. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas here at Ballington. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas here at Ballington. Hardly dashing through the snow, 'cause SoCal is way too hot. Last minute, have to do a few grades, a few calls, 'cause Shannon is not nice. No thanks, no party lights. Brenda is working hard at school. Karina has her arts and crafts. Denise is early, she's the sub. Miss Granados likes the quiet. But Hill is heard from down the hall. She yells, someone please break me. Forget it, it's cold, it's getting late. Paula's running after school. Naneen keeps Ballington clean, and Claudia keeps TK cool. Every morning it's the same. Myra knows each kid's name. Miss Diaz Conti says, pay attention. Hey, follow the directions. So on with jackets back out in the sun. Miss S cannot wait for fifth grade camp. When what to my wondering I should appear. Miss Castlewick macarons singing all year. Alyssa jumps in everywhere. Give me a break, this year's been crazy. Miss Angel searches Pinterest. Everyone admires her finesse. And suddenly we laughed and laughed. Caught on to what was happening. The Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
I love it. Ah, it was wonderful.
That was awesome. We had a really, really good time making it and showing it to the families. And even our youngest families recognized the song. So that was pretty fun.
Oh, that's I just absolutely love that. And you know what? A bonus was watching Shannon watch it.
Well, I've watched it a few times.
So. Well, I know, but you still smile.
It was really fun. So we went through and just identified maybe what the students know each one of us for. And I go in sometimes and I tell, you know, when they look at me, they say, oh, you're so nice and we love you so much. I say, shh, I'm not nice. And they say, yes, you are. I say, shh, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. So it's become a joke, especially with the older students, that Miss Shannon is not very nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it was. It was a very successful winter performance.
That's awesome. That was really great. That was super great.
And I do have to give a public shout out to our musical theater teacher, Alexis Castle. She was just all in, and she used her contacts, and that video wound up being professionally edited. She just had, and then, you know, her father let her use his studio to record the song, and it just really all came together because of her work.
It was tremendous. I'll have to share. I think I lost count of how many times I watched it. I put it on, you know, my phone and then the Mac and then my TV. And so definitely. And I've sent it, you know, to I know our internal Volunteers of America family, as well as some of my colleagues. So excellent job, Shannon, and excellent shout out to you and your team. A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I knew who sang it too, so I was proud of myself as well.
The Waitresses, 1981, yes. I think.
Yes, a little bit date back to the 80s, huh? All right. So with board members, if we may, we'll continue on to the not so fun stuff now. our business, our Robert Rules of Order stuff. Before you, I have, and I think we can do it all in one motion. Approval of the minutes. I understand there needed to be a correction on our October 18, 2022 minutes. So I those are before you again. Then the November 15, 2022 minutes, the November 22, 2022 minutes. And then our latest is our December 8, 2022 minutes. So a set of 4 minutes for your approval.
I'll move to approve except December 8th, where I abstained because I wasn't there.
Okay. So
I'll second Dixie.
Do you need a move, a motion that includes December 8th? Because I'd be happy to do that if I believe I was at all these meetings.
If we could, because then I think, and I'm guessing Robert's Rules of Order would tell me I have to separate them. So if that's okay. Christy, if you could first, and then I know Dixie could second, and then do a vote.
Okay.
Good for me.
Okay. So I have a first and I have a second. And then I'll call for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
And you're abstaining from December 8th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I'll let make sure the minutes reflect that. But I still believe motion carries with, I don't know how to say that. 3 roll call votes for October 18, November 15, November 22nd, and then 2 roll call votes for December 8th and 1 abstention.
Can we still do that, or is that like a breach of quorum?
No, it's still majority because we met quorum, so 2 out of the 3.
Okay, just checking.
I know. Okay, and then the next on the agenda is approval of virtual meeting. Our standard resolution to continue to meet virtually, and this would take us through January. Board members, just I know we talked a little bit about it at our last board meeting, and I do know that there is discussion that the governor is ready to rescind or pull back the emergency clause that allows us to do telecommuting, and I believe that's going to happen in February. So at that point, we will need to make a decision on how we want to, if we want to return to in-person meetings. There is still that same allowance pre-COVID with the rules of telecommute, but they're just a lot more stricter. We have to post where we're having the meetings, and then we need to do that in advance. So I know we can take some time to discuss that, I guess, in January or even at this point now. It pleases the board. Otherwise, if I can get a motion to approve having our meeting in January virtually.
I move to approve, Dixie.
Dixie,
I'll second.
Christy. I have a first, I have a second. Any discussion? Okay, I'll go for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
And Carla?
Yes.
She carries with 3 roll call votes. Okay, board members, I have on the agenda, and this is the approval of an audit extension from our authorizer. And just to be completely transparent with you, I went ahead and I did send our authorizers this request over the weekend only because I knew it was timely and I wanted to make sure that I gave them enough time to review and approve. I'm going to attempt to explain this as best as I can. According to education code, in order to, I'll back up. Education code states that we have to have our independent audit submitted to our authorizer by December 15, which is right around the corner, which is on Thursday. In order to finalize audits, they have to be approved by the state controller's office. So the state controller's office is at this point behind in approving the audits, and they're behind in approving our audit actually from last year. So, and that again is part of Ed Code. I guess Ed Code requires the state controller's office to approve all of the schools related independent audits. Because that has not been done, it triggers another rule where the auditor cannot fully invoice you or fully charge you for the remaining fees on your audit. So since our audit has not been certified by the state controller's office from last year, that means that they cannot charge us the final fees for that audit, which does not allow our auditor, which is, I guess, a violation of a professional code from the auditors. And he calls it out in our auditor's letter, the AICPA professional code of conduct will not let him finalize this audit, this year's audit, which is due to the school district. So our auditor did reach out to us, and our back office reached out to us this last week and asked us to go ahead and ask for an extension in the submission of our independent audit. I will ask if there's any questions. I apologize if it sounds so like extremely convoluted and I didn't explain it well, because it is a little bit confusing. I feel like as Bill had worded it, it's almost like a catch-22. You can't complete this year's audit because the state controller's office didn't certify it, and because they didn't certify it, they can't bill us for last year's audit. So then the auditors can't again complete this year's audit. Any questions on that?
That was a remarkable explanation. I'm not sure I could have navigated that.
I will share, board members, I have already received approvals from both school districts, Mr. Ledoux, as well as San Bernardino City Unified School District. Interestingly enough, under San Bernardino City Unified School District, he sent us an approval letter, and I will send out under separate correspondence to all of you. He sent us an approval letter and listed all the schools that he was approving for an extension. So it was just very interesting that I thought, wow, one, we're not the only ones, thankfully, but secondly, it's interesting that he's sharing all of their different reasons why they asked for
it. And it wasn't just the status, it was like the company each school used, and the
school was late because they didn't have the staff. Yeah. And oh my goodness, I guess it's not confidential, but I was a little bit like, man.
I was too.
I didn't want to share that. So anyway, I did provide you a copy of my letter that I sent to the authorizers at the time of the board packet submission. I did not have the approvals, but they have since sent us the approval. I included a copy of Ed Code. Because I had a discussion with Carla, because she, you know, I said, Carla, please help. I don't know how I'm going to explain this to the board. It is like, I don't even understand it. So I looked up the Ed Code. So I included a copy of that for you. And then I also included a copy of the letter from the auditors. So any questions or...
Oh, basically, from the auditor perspective, you can't approve or finalize the current audit until you've been paid last year's audit. So that's how you get this loop with, you know, that you're explaining.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. If there are no questions, I will ask for an approval. And I guess at this point, we can call it a ratification of an audit extension request to our authorizer.
So moved.
Okay, I have a first. Is there a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
And Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. Okay, next on our agenda is our board officer slate. I don't believe, board members, there's any surprise. I feel like the third year is our charm here. Carla and I did speak very briefly, and I had an opportunity to talk with some of the board members as well. I included the job descriptions for each of the position, but at this point, the slate actually is as follows. Ms. Christy, thank you for your willingness again to accept the nomination.
My pleasure.
For chair, and then Ms. Denise Garcia did say that she would accept the nomination for vice chair if no one else was interested. And then Carla, thank you, your willingness to take the dual role of the treasurer and the secretary. Really models our prior year's board officer slate. If I could have a motion to approve that board officer slate.
This is Christy, I'll move to approve.
Christy, and do I have a second?
This is Dixie, I'll second.
I have a first and a second. Is there any discussion? No, hearing none. Okay, I'll go for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
And Carla?
Yes.
Yes. With 3 roll call votes. Thank you everyone for your willingness to help with the board officer slate. The next item are really just information items. Again, the auditor did ask for a 990 extension for our return for Community Education Development Corp. I just provided you with the approval of that. And the next part, I'm gonna probably turn a lot of it over to Ms. Brandner because she has been working very closely with the development of this. I had in your packet, I had given you a couple documents as it relates to the community schools grant. I really tried to just provide you with an overview. At this point, a huge priority, I think, coming out of COVID, with the impact of learning loss and the high need of families for social and emotional supports, really the California Department of Education is really putting in a lot of resources, financial resources, training, focus over multiple years into what they're calling a community school. And really, as it describes in here, you know, it's really where the school takes that whole child approach, really with the focus on almost like the school is the hub where they integrate academics, health, social services, and community engagement. Initially, the California Department of Education here, as I noted, is giving out some planning grants. They've had a first round last year. They're doing a second round this year, which I believe is due December 23rd. And I know Shannon has been working closely for the development of one of these at our Ballington San Bernardino school. The next, I think either the next piece I just gave you, I really liked it. It was an infographic in your board packet of really what a community school is. And it talks about the four pillars. And I thought it just, it gave you a nice picture, a quick picture of really the focus. And about how it really talks about integrated student support and collaborative leadership and really that community and family engagement piece. And that actually came out of San Bernardino County. So I know that they have been doing a lot of work around that too. Shannon, I'll turn it over to you to talk a little bit about the specific community school grant that you've been working on for San Bernardino Charter School.
I've been working with another person who's helping us write the grant. And our goals for this particular grant, the grant is in two phases, the planning and the implementation. So right now we're looking at the planning. It's a two-year process. So it's approximately $100,000 for each of those 2 years. And we are looking at using those funds for the planning grant to bring on board what I'm right now calling a community schools coordinator, who would be in charge of those four pillars. That would be the meat of their job description. And we're talking about things like bringing in Medi-Cal services, trainings to do home visits, trainings for attendance intervention, for medical resources, all those things. So the first 2 years is really about laying the groundwork for completing that community schools concept and really creating a solid plan for implementing those four pillars. And then once that's done and we get to the implementation point, that's when we'll talk about the bigger picture of actually having very solid systems of all those interventions and all those supports. And the end result is that they will no longer be interventions because those systems are there and they can address the need before an intervention is needed. You know, it's right there. It's a one-stop shop. You come to school, you have medical access, you have dental access, you have mental health support, you have clothing support, food support, just everything that a community would hold. You can get those resources in the school building.
Thank you, Ms. Shannon. And the grant, I think, is due this next week, right? The 23rd? Yeah. Any questions, board members? No? Okay, thank you. Moving on to principals' reports. Bill, do you want to start us off?
Sure, you know, academic performance, the focus again, it's usually always the same thing. Balancing Academy has been conducting a second benchmark right now with our MAP, measurement of academic progress, as well as iReady assessments. We're doing dual, everybody's doing MAP, but targeted groups are also doing iReady assessments. And then we're looking at the combined data, like the kids who have taken the iReady and the MAP to see where that breaks down. And the data would be available by the end of this week. And then the RTI specialist, Ms. Torres, and I'll disaggregate the data and review with the teaching staff on their return after the winter break. And the review data will then inform the teachers to which students demonstrated growth or not. And then we'll develop new differentiated learning groups, tier two and tier three. Students will receive then interventions with the RTI program. And the teachers and I are continuing our professional learning community work through a book study of Starting a Movement, which is a PLC work that we started last year, in fact. And right now we're working on connecting how, and it's timely because it deals with the data and how we react as a school to when students don't learn. So that's what we're working on that. And then we're continuing our work with identifying essential standards. We started that last year with a solution tree. We identified our ELA standards and now we're working on our math. And in February, we have Gerald Williams coming out again and hopefully we'll align that a little bit more grade to grade. So we're doing that. As far as interventions, again, targeted skill, after school teacher-led interventions, the ACES program. We've also added the ELOP grant And we bought a bank of laptops for that program. And when they come back after this benchmark assessment, they will also be, and that's it's TK through or kindergarten actually through third, but then plus anybody else who's in that program will also then be using the iReady program for interventions. And then teachers will be working with small group pull out RTI. Again, using Phonics NESI A to Z as a supplemental program. Compass Learning is being used in the classroom. We're using student goal setting, continued parent-teacher involvement, and continuing with our second step emotional learning program, which is a very important piece right now as we go through children adjusting to being back at school and dealing with the pandemic. Hopefully, again, student-parent ownership of student learning will happen. Student-parent awareness of student social-emotional well-being and a deeper student engagement. And we're looking for increased student academic growth as demonstrated via the MAP and iReady Start testing and F&P running records. So we'll be looking at all that data. I'll be doing it during the break and then with the teachers when they come back. As far as resources, TBD, I'm looking at possible math intervention material right now, K through five intervention program. Heinemann has one we looked at today, another group called Focus. Ms. Torres is also looking at a couple of programs and she and I will get together and hopefully be able to make a decision as to which programs we want to look at as a school. As far as business, we hired a new ACES coordinator. We hired two new ACES aides. I finished all my formal teacher evaluations, which was good to do. In communication with Game Time right now, looking at purchasing and developing our playground, which is still, we've been doing fundraising for that as well. And then I'm looking at state grants and plans. Ms. Doreen and I will be working over the holidays, I hope, Ms. Doreen, to look at that. And then I'll be putting together parent surveys this break for the LCAP and also for the different plans that we're hoping to put into place for next year. That's about it.
Ms. Shannon?
Brian, would you be so kind as to go back up to the first page of that San Bernardino report? I don't know how Bill remembers everything without seeing it like right in front of him. I can't.
Ms. Shannon, I have a copy of it on my computer that I flash up and I read from it.
Oh, well, that's why I don't. Keep going down, please, Brian. I'm so sorry, board members. I am not able to memorize these reports. Keep going. Wait, there. Go back up two pages.
Back to train up.
Down one. There we go, right there.
You go, whoa.
Not too terribly different than what Mr. Anderson is doing. It's, I think the fall, like, you know, your October, November, it's kind of the meat of the semester. It's, you know, we ended October with parent teacher conferences and there was just like this push of what we said we were doing in those meetings we're going to do. So we're reinforcing those. There's really a big push for our PBLs and our STEAM projects because they're so embedded into our math program. So there's a renewed interest and a renewed loyalty, you know, buy-in to getting to using that type of curriculum. So that's really wonderful to see all those projects and all those skills that are coming to life through those projects. We do have our formal interventionist, and I'm super excited to share that our STAR data is showing that the intervention is working. Her groups are much more targeted this year. I think last year we were just kind of trying to keep our head above water. And this year we can really get down to the nitty gritty. And for those students that are attending on a regular basis, we've seen them really, really grow. So we're pretty happy about that. So that's why down in section D, I talk about the pullout intervention. That's the very first thing on the list because it's resulting in such dramatic achievement and increases. And she is using something called SIPS intervention program. And that's in addition to the Imagine Learning. And Imagine Learning bought, I'm going to get this confused. Imagine Learning bought Edgenuity, which bought Compass Learning. So what used to be Compass Learning then came Pathblazer, then became Pathblazer, and now it's Imagine Learning. So it's all the same program. So we're using that as well. And Brian, if you could go down another page, please. This time of year, especially, we're doing significant peer support regarding best practices. I have a tendency not to make them go to meetings just to say they've been to meetings. So it's not just the collaboration piece, but we're doing peer observations so we can identify those best practices. And so with that, we have substantial collaboration time. We're going to do our next set of MAP testing after winter break. And given the increases in our monthly STAR testing, we're really looking to see some really good progress in MAP. And if we could go down to the last page, please. And we have had a drop in enrollment. I've been working with Doreen to make sure we're adhering to our attendance policies that have been put in place by the board. But we, last year, you know, we were very forgiving with attendance because of quarantines and things like that. And there were just some families that I think decided to ride that, I think is the best way to put it. So we had a couple of families with north of 30 absences. So we started putting the procedures and policies into place, both because we want those children who are absent to be able to go to a school that they'll actually attend. You know, if transportation is an issue or distance is an issue, we want to support those kiddos in getting into a scenario where they are going to school every day. But at the same time, we want the message out there that you need to come to school every day. So I worked with our board president, I worked with law enforcement, and we did have three students voluntarily withdraw because of that process, and it did impact our numbers, but that we're already recuperating. We had five students walk in between yesterday and today to sign up for when school starts again.
And you'd lose that money in ADA anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So did board have any questions?
Okay, we will move on then to board closing comments. Any board closing comments? I think we did them all at the beginning, huh? We had a robust discussion.
Well, thank you guys for giving those updates. I really do appreciate them. It's a lot. It seems to be going on, so it's great that you provide those reports. So.
It's never, ever quiet, which yeah. I like, you know, there's always something to do. There's always somewhere to go. There's always a teacher to watch or a student to work with. Yeah. So I like that it's busy.
That's great.
I like the quiet. Hey. I haven't had any, but I'm waiting for it.
you'd be bored after 10 minutes, Bill.
You're absolutely right. I agree. I think I had about three kids this afternoon popping in at the same time.
Shannon, and this does not necessarily part of the board meeting. So should I ask you after, Doreen? Is it probably better just to close up? Because I have more of a question. I wanted to go out to Bellington, San Bernardino in January.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Yep.
So I just want to stop by and say hi and
yay.
I have a little something that's not, there's no way I can get there before, and I'm going to be heading
awesome.
Up north. So I wanted to stop by on my way, and I just wanted to kind of coordinate that maybe.
That would be, we would love to show that's you around. Awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. I found something out today that when I said that I'd love to show you around, what am I going to show her? It triggered something in my mind. I'm very happy to let our board know that construction on our long-awaited fence will happen over winter break.
Oh, wow.
So we're, the parents are excited, the more than anybody, the parents are excited, but the staff is excited. Everyone's so excited because it's that time of year where we get coyotes and things like that coming up to say hello. So,
Wow.
Don't want them walking away with one of those little TK fellows.
Huh? I know.
Little kindergartner. That's terrible.
Does anybody see Johnny? Where's Johnny?
Bill.
I'm just joking.
All right.
Hey, listen, I wish you all Merry Christmas, okay? Have a good holiday.
I'd love to have you, Miss Dixie. I know Shannon be very, very excited.
I would be very excited to see you.
Yeah, I want to come see. Well, I need to see both sites. I don't think I've been to El Centro either, so.
Just shoot me an email with the day that you're looking at, and we'll make it happen. Come back from winter break on January 3rd.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. So I think it's the 4th that I head out of town. So, Bill, hopefully I can arrange something.
Yeah, no, you know where I stay. Yeah, just from,
I know where you are. You're down the street from me.
You know where I am.
Sometimes. No, that's what happened to me. It was like they were so close and I couldn't. It's like I always was at the farther one. I don't know why.
Right? Oh, this is bad.
I know. I don't know what it is. It just,
I'm putting it on the calendar for January 4th right now.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I'll get with you on that. So,
okay.
Thanks.
All right, guys. You have a nice holiday.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Enjoy. I hope you all get some downtime with your families.
Yes. I didn't even realize that. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Everyone, I hope everyone has a great holiday.
Thanks.
All right. Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Brian.
Welcome. Happy holidays.